We're in Megillah, Daf Chaf, Amud Aleph, the two dots, around 10 lines down from the top of the page. Rabbi Yehuda Machshe B'Katan. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda allows a Katan to read the Megillah. The Gemara continues with the Tosefta. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Katan Hayisi. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I was a Katan, V'Karise Lamalem, Rabbi Tarfon, Uzakenin B'Lod. I was in Lod, I was a Katan, I read the Megillah as a Katan in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenin. That's one of his rayas. You see that it's fine for a Katan to read the Megillah. And to the Gemara, Amrula, Ein Mevi in Raya Min HaKatan. No way. You can't bring a raya from a katan. We don't believe a person who says that this is what he did when he was a katan. Tanya, we have a brisa, I'm a rabbi, katan hayisi. I was a katan, says Rabbi. V'karisi lamalami Rabbi Yehuda, and I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda for the synagogue. Amrula, they said to him, maybe in raya min amatir. That's no raya. We know that Rabbi Yehuda's maker. Rabbi Yehuda's the machshir in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's the machshir b'katan. So Rabbi's going to come tell us that he read the Megillah as a katan in front of Rabbi Yehuda. We know that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda allowed. So we're not going to bring a raya from the matir. That's the Gemara. But lemerle, maybe in raya min akatan. What happened to the old rule? That regardless, you can't believe him because he was a katan. You can't believe what he says, what he did when he was a katan. Says the Gemara, Chadava od ka'amrulei. They told them both things, you're right. One and the other. They told them both. Chada, first of all, the katan ayusa. First of all, you were a katan and you're not believed to say now what you did as a katan. And secondly, afilu gadol ayusa. Even if you were a gadol, aim avin raya min a matir. You can't bring a raya from a matir. Because you are he's the maker of opinion in the Mishnah. Period. New Mishnah. Ein Korin Esa Megillah. Velo Malin, Velo Tovlin, Velo Mazin, Vechein Shemeres Yom Kneged Yom, Lo Tidbol, Ad Shetanei Tzachama. All these different things have to be done from Neitzachama, which is sunrise. However, Vekulan Sha'asu Misha Olam Rashachar Kosher. If he did it Biddi Evid from Alosa Shachar, which is either 72 minutes before Neitzachama or 90 minutes before Neitzachama, Machlokas, between Mishabura goes to 72 minutes, the Luach in Eretz Yisrael goes to 90 minutes, or Nemezal told me to go with 90 minutes. So all these things have to be done by Yom. By Yom, what's considered Yom? Yom is from Neitzachama, sunrise. But Biddi Evid, if he did it from Amud HaShachar, he's Yotze. Now, what are these things? So, Ein Korin Esa Megillah, we know the Megillah is Kriyas HaMegillah. It has to be done by Yom. Velo Malin, Mitzvah's Mila, has to be done by Yom. Velo Tovlin, person who's going to the Mikvah. So here Rashi tells us, Velo Tovlin, Mishiyagir Shvi'i L'Zav U'Tmei Meis. The seventh day of Azav or of Tmei Meis. Ein Omer Mishach HaShecha B'Knisa Shvi'i Roi Lidbo. We don't say the night before, which is going into the seventh day, he's already Roi to go to the Mikvah. Afagav Delayla Tchir HaSayomhi, even though usually the night starts the day. Hacha Yom Bo'inan, here you need Yom. But Rashi concludes, Misha over Hayom Mutu Lidbo B'Layla. If after he passed already the seventh day, he can go to the mikveh already the night after the seventh day. But in terms of the seventh day itself, the night of the seventh day doesn't count. Vilo mazin, that's sprinkling the ashes of the parah aduma, has to be done by yom. Vechein, shomeres yom keneged yom. So shomeres yom keneged yom, this is a little bit complicated. A woman has basically days where when she sees blood, she'll be a nida, and days where she'll be a zava. We halachically today consider all the women to be zavas. But minat Torah, a zava is only a zava if she sees on three consecutive days. Day one, day two, day three. So again, there's some days, first 7 days are nida days, then 11 days are ziva days. Without getting too involved, there's nida days and ziva days. If a woman sees on a nida day, so she becomes a nida for a week. If she sees on a ziva day, so if she sees 3 days in a row, on three ziva days in a row, she becomes a zava gedola. And she is a full-fledged zava, she's tamei, she needs shiva nekiyim. She needs 7 clean days with no dam coming out of her. If, during the ziva days, she sees 1 or 2 days, she has the status of what's called a shomeres yom keneged yom. It means in day one she sees dam, it's the day one of the ziva days. So today she's tamei. Tomorrow she can go to the mikvah. If she's clean the whole day tomorrow, then she becomes tahora at nightfall. if she's going to see during day two, so then the fact that she goes to the mikvah in the morning, but she's in limbo, because we don't know what's going to be. If she's going to see dam, then her mikvah was worthless. If she's not going to see dam, then she's going to become tahora, but only at night. So Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom, goes to the mikvah by Yom and not by Laila. She should not go to the mikvah until Netzachama. However, v'kulan, all these things, she'asu misha Allah amuda shachar kosher. All these things, if they were done from amuda shachar, b'di'evet their yotze. Min Allah, and how do we know that the Megillah must be read by Yom? Domar krov, hayamim ha'elem nizkarim v'na'asim. These days should be mentioned and should be fulfilled and performed. Yamim. You see, Mikra Megillah must be by Yom. Ask the Gemara, by Yom, in Balayla, no? We read the Megillah by Yom and not by Laila? Lema Tevi Tufsi Tevi Shubba Levi. If that's the case, then our Mishnah would be a bomb kasha, a knockout kasha on Rabbi Shubba Levi from the first parak. Taf Dalar Abadas. Rabbi Shubba Levi. Rabbi Shubba Levi said, Chayav Odom Likros Asam Megillah Balayla Vedashanosa Bayom. Person's Chayav to read Megillah at night and to repeat it by Yom. So here it sounds like only by Yom, says the Gemara, no. Ki Ktani Ad Yom. Here we're telling you when the Kriya of the Yom has to be. The daytime Kriya must be by Yom. But it has nothing to do with the nighttime Kriya. It's not telling us that there is no nighttime Kriya. It's not involving itself with the discussion of the nighttime Kriya at all. Daytime Kriya must be by Yom. What's Yom? The Chachila from Nate, B'diyevet from Alos HaShachar. Continuing on in the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, V'lo Malin, Mila must be by Yom. How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, D'chsiv u'vayom ha'shmini yimol. By Yom. Mila must be by Yom. Lo Tovlin v'lo Mazin, no mikveh. Again, if it's the seventh day, the person who goes to the mikvah on the seventh day has to wait until the seventh day. Can't go at night. The person who gets sprinkled shlishi yoshvi from the ashes of the para aduma has to be by Yom. How do you know? Dichsiv, v'hiza ha-tar ala tame. Sprinkle the tar ala tame. V'gomer, by Yom ha-shvi, on the seventh day, v'iskash tvila le-hazoya. And we have a hekesh, we have a connection between tvila and hazoya. Just like hazoya is by Yom, tvila also must be by Yom. Rashi says, what's the hekesh? V'iskash tvila, dichsiv, b'seife, the end of the pasuk says, v'rachatz b'mayim. V'huadin v'zav v'zava, that the tvila has to be on the seventh day by Yom, not at night. V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom, lo titbo ad shetaneitz hachama. Shomeres yom keneged yom cannot go to the mikveh again until neitz hachama. Says the Gemara. So we said, shomeres yom today, day one of the ziva days, she sees dam, so she's tameh. Day two, she goes to the mikveh, and then she's in this limbo status until nightfall. Nightfall comes, she's tahora. But she can't go to the mikveh at night. She has to wait till day two. She can't go the night after day one. They ask the Gemara, Pshita, it's Pashut. Why is it Pashut? Ma'ishna Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, Mikoch Ari Tvilos. How is this different than all the other Tvilos? What's the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom doing? She's going to the mikveh, Tvila. The Mishnah says, V'lo Tovlin. Why is this Tvila any different than any other Tvila? We already said Tvila, and that should include all these Tvilos. Says the Gemara Istrich. No, we need to say, even though we've already said Tevilos, we need to say Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom separately. Why? I might think to say, I might think that when a woman sees Dam on day one of her Ziva days, it should be considered like a man sees Ziva. A man has some sort of emission, it's not semen, it's not urine, whatever it is. Some of the English call it gonorrhea. Whatever it is, we don't have this manazet. So we might think that a woman who sees dam on day one of her ziva days has the status of a man who has an emission of zav of ziva. So the woman is hesitant like the man. I might think again, I might think to say that she is like a zav who sees one day of his ziva, uri'ir rishon shel zav, and a zav who sees one day is kashla bal keri. One day of ziva is compared to, has the din of a bal keri, a person who has a seminal emission. Dichsiv, zos toras hazav, va'asher teitzei mimenu shechvas zera. So we have a connection between the zav and shechvas zera. Ma bal keri, who has a seminal emission, tovel bayom, hainami litvo biyumei. person has a seminal emission, he wants to become Torah, he goes to the mikveh that day, and then at night, he becomes Torah. So you might think that a woman... So hold on. So a Baal Keri goes to the mikveh that day. So therefore a Zav also goes to... A Zav who sees one time, he's a man, he goes, he has a din of a Baal Keri, his tummy, he goes to the mikveh that very same day. So you might think a woman also goes to the mikveh that very same day. So ma Baal Keri tovel bayom hainam he a Zav also when he sees one time litbo b'yume. V'ha be a mama lo matzi tavla. But this woman, the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, who sees one ziva day, she can't go to the mikveh that day by Yom. The Baal Keri goes that day, the Zav goes that day, the Zava, she's not a Zava yet, she's a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she sees Dam one of her ziva day, she can't go to the mikveh that day. The Pasuk says, Ko Yemei Zava, Kemishka Vidasa Yiye Lo. She's tame that whole day. That whole day is out of the game for the woman who sees one ziva one day. So since she can't see that day, we would think to connect the zava, the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, who sees one ziva day, to a zav who sees one ziva day, which is compared to a Baal Keri. And the Baal Keri goes to the mikveh bo bayom that day, the zav goes to the mikveh bo bayom that day, and we would think that the Shomeres Yom, the woman who sees one ziva day, should go to the mikveh also bo bayom. But the pasuk tells us she can't. So we understand she can't go day one. But beleya mihas li'avid mikta shimar b'titvo. If she can't go to the mikveh bo bayom that very same day, let her go at least that night. That's what you might think. Kamash Milan, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us by singling out Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. The Bo'i Sfira, she needs to count. She needs to count one clean day. She has one day of Ziva, she needs to count one clean day. Usfira be a mama he. But counting is only done by day. And therefore, she can't see that day, the Pasuk says. She can't see that night. Even though you might think she could, she can't count that. She can't go to the mikveh. She can't go to the mikveh by Boba Yom. That night you might think she could. That's why the Mishnah singles out Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom to tell her she can't even go to the mikveh that night. She goes to the mikveh the next day because she needs to start counting. And you only start counting by Yom. And she goes to the mikveh again. She's not Torah right away. She has to wait till nightfall. Let's go a little further. You want to go further? You want to stop here? For kulon she'asu misha'ala amud ha'shachar kasha. So the Mishnah said that even though the chachila, all these day things are from mates, but b'diavad from alos, it's good enough. Minani mili, how do we know that? Omar Rava, domar kra. Rava tells us that the pasuk says vayikra alikim la'or yom. Hashem called the or yom. What does that mean? Le'meir uba kro yom. From the time that it starts to get light out, it's already called Yom. And when does it start to get light? Amud HaShachar is the point where it begins to start getting light outside. By Neitz HaCham, it's already almost, you don't see the sun a minute before Neitz, but it's totally light outside. So that's the Gemara. If that's the case, Elamei Ato, in that case, V'lachoshach Karalayla, the Pasuk says, L'achoshach Karalayla. So we should say, L'machshich Uba Karalayla. From the time it starts getting dark, it's already considered to be Layla. But it's a problem. Hakayim alone, but we hold ad tesek kochavim lav leliyahu. It's not laila until tesek kochavim. The machshich uba would be from shkia. From shkia it starts to get dark. But we know that tesek kochavim is laila. So we see that that drasha is not accurate. That's not a fair drasha. Elo amar Rabbi Zeira. Elo amar Rabbi Zeira mehacha. Bring a different pasuk. V'anachnu osim b'malacha. They were posting in Nechemiah, they're building the second base of Mikdash. V'anachnu osim b'malacha. V'anachnu osim b'malacha. V'chetzim achazikim b'ramachim. Half of them are holding spears. They're doing malacha, and half of them were holding spears. Me'alos hashachar ad tesek l'chad.
Va'omer, then we have another pasuk.
V'hayu lanu alayla mishma.
Hold on, I got lost. V'hayu lanu alayla mishma. Okay? The night was for protecting themselves. Rashi brings the whole pasuk. The day was for malacha, the night was for protecting themselves. Rashi says, "Shma mina, kozman she'asukim b'malacha kar yom." As long as they're involved in malacha, it's considered yom. So that's what the Gemara is going to tell us right now. Mai va'omer. We have two psukim. It says they were doing malacha, and half of them were holding spears. When were they doing malacha? From alos hashachar until tzeis hakochavim. They were doing malacha from alos to tzeis. And then the next pasuk says, "Hayu lanu alayla mishmar v'yom malacha." The night was for watching, but the yom was for malacha. So you see, yom is malacha, and the previous pasuk said malacha is from alos to tzeis. So it says the Gemara, "May v'omer v'chi tema." You might say, so what do we see from here? They were doing malacha from alos to tzeis. Alos to tzeis equals yom. You might say, Misha Olam Rashachar, love your mama. You might say, really, Alos HaShachar is not considered your mama. That's not Yom. Umichiyar Vashamsha Lelya. And you might say that nighttime already starts from Shkiat Rachama, from Tzeisek Kochavim. The Inu Makadmi Umachashchi, and they were Zoriz in doing their work. They would come early and leave late. Tarshama, Vahoyulan Alayla Mishmar, Vahayom Melacha. That's what the Rabbah says. No, as long as they were doing Melacha, it wasn't over and above. They were doing Melacha by Yom. When were they doing Melacha? They didn't come early, they didn't leave late, they kept their hours 9 to 5, or 5 to 5, or 5 to 8, depending on the time of year, from Alos to Tzeis. And that's how we know that Yom is from Alos to Tzeis.